What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you are listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's topic is a bit more on the serious side, unlike the topics that I usually choose. Since I started doing the pronunciation challenge, I've gotten messages from listeners asking me, "Have you ever studied abroad? If not, how did you get so good at speaking English?" Well, today I'm going to give you the answers. No, I didn't study abroad. I was born and raised in Taiwan and none of my parents speak English. So what's my secret? My secret is passion. I fell in love with music, TV series, and movies when I was at a young age. When kids were playing outside or doing their homework, I spent my time watching the TV show Friends over and over again. I was only about 7 or 8 years old. By the way, the show was not meant for kids, so... Anyway, I fell in love with the funny characters and realized that the more time I spent watching the series, the more jokes I understood, and the funnier they got. Soon enough, I started to imitate those characters. I learned their lines and their jokes. As time went by, my English speaking abilities improved. As I said before, I had a passion for music as well. I spent a lot of time studying and memorizing lyrics as a kid. My English also improved a lot because of that. I guess what I'm saying is, passion and time are the two main factors of how I got good at speaking English. My suggestion to those who want to improve their English speaking skills, or to improve anything for that matter, is to find your own passion and spend time on it. You can start by watching today's video. And remember to practice today's sentence with me. Okay guys, here's today's sentence. Use material that's interesting and real because you want to imitate native speakers. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. Use material that's interesting and real because you want to imitate native speakers. OK, 今天的这句话呢，短短的，不过还是有地方要注意。首先，我们来看看连音的部分。That's interesting. That's interesting. That's 的最后的 S 跟 interesting 的 I 可以连在一起。That's interesting. That's interesting. 再来 to imitate. To imitate. To 的 O 跟 imitate 的 I 可以连在一起。To imitate. 那 imitate 也要注意它重音的地方。Imitate.再来有一个字也要注意它的念法 ，material，material， material, 因为看到 mate 就会很想要念 mate， 但它的那个 a 不是念 a 哦，它是 a，material，material。OK， 再来我们来看看今天的 vocabularies。The first vocabulary of the day is material， material， material 的意思就是资料、材料、素材的意思。What kind of material is this blanket made out of? This is the softest thing I've ever felt in my life. 这个被子是用什么材料做的？这是我摸过最柔软的东西了。OK, material. 再来 ,material 也可以当形容词使用，它的意思呢就会变成物质的或是实体的。Material wealth is the most important to Ashley.She spends millions of dollars buying expensive cars, but she doesn't even know how to drive.
物质财富对 Ashley 来说是最重要的。她花了好几百万买很贵的车，但她根本不会开车。
Okay, material. 再来下一个单字 imitate. Imitate. Imitate 的意思是模仿、仿效的意思。He learned how to imitate different animal sounds to impress girls. I assume it didn't work, given that he's still single.
他为了吸引女孩子而学习模仿各种动物的叫声。看在他还是单身，我想应该没有用。 OK， 但是每个女生受吸引的东西不一样啦，所以说不定有女生会喜欢男生去模仿动物的叫声啦，很难讲啦。 OK， 那 imitate 也有名词的用法，这个时候呢它就变成 imitation。 imitation 的意思就是模仿、仿效、仿制品的意思。 Everybody stopped laughing at Chris's imitation of the boss when the boss walked in the room with fury on his face. 当老板脸上充满愤怒地走进来时，所有人都停止笑 Chris 模仿老板的样子。 OK, imitation. OK, 下一个单字 native 的意思是出生国的、出生地的、土生土长的。 Andy learned the hard way that not every Asian he sees is a native Chinese person. Andy 受到教训后得知不是每个他遇见的亚洲人都是中国出生的。好吗？亚洲人有很多可能是日本人，可能对，不一定就都是中国出生的人才会长得像亚洲的脸孔，对不对？OK, 那再来补充一个母语的用法，母语就是 native language, 或是 native tongue, 或是 mother tongue, native tongue 就是舌头的意思。 OK, 这些呢都是母语哦，母语的意思。 I know you can speak French, English, Spanish, and Dutch fluently, but which language is your native language?我知道你的法文、英文、西班牙文、德文都很流利，但哪个才是你的母语呢？ OK, native language. 再来，下一个单字 speaker 的意思是发言者、演讲者，或是指某一个特定语言的说话者。 speaker, 那 speaker 呢，它也可以当扬声器或是喇叭的意思哦。 OK,The speaker today is a former member of Cirque du Soleil. You should pay attention, since you want to join a circus. 今天的演讲者以前是太阳马戏团的一员，想加入马戏团的你应该要专心听哦。 OK, she thought the speaker was broken. I took a look and found out that it was just not plugged in. 这里的 speaker 就是喇叭的意思。他以为喇叭坏掉了，我看了看发现他只是没有插插头而已。 OK, 再来补充一个单字 Narrator 这个意思呢就是叙述者、讲述者，或者是指旁白，大家比较常听的用法应该是旁白啦。 Narrator The narrator's deep voice put me to sleep before the play even started. 旁白低沉的声音让我在这出戏都还没开始前就睡着了。Okay, guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I hope you liked today's topic, and I hope it helped you in some way. Be sure to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.